Now, next up this morning on the Nolan Show with myself, Vinnie Hurl, there can be no excuse for the ageist and discriminatory tone in some commentary following the Brexit result, the words of Eddie Lynch, Commissioner for Older People in Northern Ireland. In a letter to the Belfast Telegraph, he says it is deeply troubling to hear some suggest how older people should have voted. Eddie joins me now. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning, Vinnie.
Is it not a legitimate thing for the younger generation to challenge the older?
Well, I think everyone has an entitlement to have their say on any issue in a democratic society. But what has concerned me over the past week after the vote has been some of the language and comments made in relation to the outcome of the vote and how older people seem to be blamed by a number of commentators in relation to the outcome. And I think that's very dangerous. I think it's disrespectful to older people, and I think it's divisive, and I think it's something that's really not true. Older people, like any other group, were split in relation to the vote. But I think no matter what, everyone has an entitlement to have their say in a democratic society, and I think the ageist language that we're seeing, statements such as older people shouldn't be allowed to vote, that there should be an upper age limit, are very worrying, and I think I would call on older people, or people saying this, to consider what they're saying, considering their tone, and the impact that ageist language can have on older people in our society.
Is it really that big an issue that you need to concern yourself with this, Eddie? Things that are written on social media, people can be very prone to vent things and say things that they wouldn't say to your face, because maybe if they really thought about it, they wouldn't mean half of the stuff that they say.
Well, certainly there has been a lot of quite angry comments made on social media, but I myself picked up a number of debates, even in the run-up to the referendum, where very respected commentators were making comments regarding the value of older people, about whether older people's vote should count as much. And I think that's deeply disturbing. And as Commissioner for Older People, one of my duties is to ensure that older people do not face age discrimination. And it's clear that a number of these comments are having a negative impact on older people. And a number have contacted me in my office in the past week. And indeed, I've been out at a number of events in the past week where people have approached me, not just older people, but people of all ages, who said they are really disconcerted with some of the commentary around this, and indeed the impact it has on older people out there.
So people have been voicing concern to you directly as the Commissioner for Older People in Northern Ireland, so there's some serious hurt has been involved here.
Yes, very much so, and I think it's quite, I think it's a shock that has come across. A number of people have approached me who have voted both ways in the referendum, because older people were split.
So it's six out of ten voted to leave.
Yeah, I think this is
according to polls.
Simplistic message that, you know, older people voted to leave, younger people wanted to stay. That's not the case. I mean, older people, like other generations, were split on this vote. 6 out of 10 older people voted to leave, that's correct, but 4 out of 10 voted to remain. But I think both sides have come to me in the past week and said they're quite shocked by the backlash that there has been, the blame culture that is out there where people are lashing out, and older people feel that this sort of this commentary is divisive. They think it's disrespectful, and I am concerned about this. That I think this has to be challenged and not being seen as something that can be accepted in our society. Mm. Because ageism is something across all ages which is unacceptable, and therefore, as Commissioner, I certainly will speak out to protect the rights of older people.
I go back to the 6 out of 10. So I understand what you're saying, that there were 4 out of 10 that voted to remain. But those 6 out of 10 that voted to leave, is it not then fair game for younger people to challenge that? But some would say that the so-called baby boomers generation, they wanted to leave, that they're complaining, yet they're one of the most fortunate generations that we've ever had in terms of finances, mortgages, benefits, for the majority of them not having to go to war. You know, so is that not a fair thing to challenge?
Well, I'm not saying how people should have voted one way or the other, but what I am defending is the right for people to make up their own mind.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that we should tell people how to vote either, but it's the possibility of a debate around it. Is that not something that we should almost encourage? You know, discuss these things, talk about politics, talk about the future of your country and how you want things to be together.
No, I totally agree. I think any conversations on any issue politically and about the future of society is good, and I would welcome conversations across generations on these issues. My experience in working with older people for many years, and I've been involved in a number of intergenerational events myself, is that actually there's a lot more commonality across generations, and in fact this sort of young versus old divide is not really out there when you go out into society as much as is portrayed. And in many ways, you know, many older people are out there looking after their grandchildren, playing a key role in supporting parents to go out to work. And I think, you know, that actually is a lot more in common between the ages that is sometimes portrayed in the media. And I think that's why it's back to this, you know, the comments regarding older people. I mean, statements such as older people shouldn't be allowed to vote, that there should be an upper age limit, are just simply wrong and quite offensive to older people. And I think it's very divisive for statements like that to be made, and I would just call for people to think about what they're saying, think about the tone of the debate. And I think it's not helpful at this time, which I recognise at this moment people are concerned, there's fear out there for the future and the unknowns of the future, but I think it's divisive to pitch generations against each other. And I think, you know, because there are people,
yeah, but it's the generations that are doing that themselves. And if and also going back to the baby boomers, a lot of them would have been in the 1960s would have been when they were, you know, challenging authority, trying to break the rules. So it's ironic that now, fast forward to 2016, they're having a go at the younger people and saying, well, look, you know what, let us do what we want to do. You vote your way, we'll vote ours.
Well, I think if you look back over older people's lives, they have experienced a lot of difficult times as well. It certainly hasn't been an easy ride for older people. And indeed, nowadays, yes, some older people are well off, but many are not. Many are living in poverty. Many are facing many serious challenges. So there's great inequality amongst older people, as there is across all generations. And okay. I think it's more important that we focus on those issues and work together instead of trying to pigeonhole certain age groups in certain categories. Mm-hmm. And I do think the ageist language being used is not helpful to that. And I think we need to move away from that and focus on working together going forward.
Eddie Lynch, thank you very much for taking a call this morning. That's Eddie Lynch, Commissioner for Older People in Northern Ireland. Jim's on the line. Good morning, Jim.
Hello there, Vinny. Just, you know, taking on board what's been talked about there, I think the main thing that needs to be remembered is the young people are complaining, but the simple fact is young people didn't turn out and vote. Had the young people turned out and voted in numbers the way they're saying they would have voted, then the referendum result may have changed. So basically it's their fault they never voted. Simple as that.
The power of your vote, and I guess maybe if the younger generation feel that it's less important or there's something better to do?
No, they just didn't vote. You know, they think they live on their cell phones all the time. So,
well, many did. So we don't want to be making sweeping comments and generalising for everyone. So many did, but I take your point that many didn't. Yeah.
In fact, the young people didn't vote. It's a fact.
Well,
it's not a sweeping comment.
Some of them didn't vote, but some of them did.
Yeah, some did. But what I'm saying is, yes, had the young people come out and voted in the numbers, then the whole, you know, the young people were overwhelming, supposedly, by the polls.
Yes.
You know, in favour of staying in the EU. But the numbers in the referendum didn't bear that out because they never voted.
That's a fair point, Jim. Robert's on the line as well. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Vinny. It's good to hear you on the show. Have you took over?
No, I haven't. Not,
I think
someone
you
said in my ear
there,
not yet, but I'm not going to repeat that because that's just...
You were on 2 days last week. You haven't, I think
well,
you
he wasn't well last week.
No one on the run.
he had the runs last week. That's why I was in Thursday and Friday. But,
all right.
It's different today.
I thought you had him on the run.
No, that's probably too much information. I don't want to get complaints the odd time I do sit in.
On a more serious line here,
yes.
How dare the younger generation criticise our senior citizens?
Why? Why not?
Well, our senior citizens are the backbone of this country. Many of them left school when they're 14, 15 years of age, paying their taxes, national insurance. They've earned their voting and everything else. The younger generation haven't got that, went through that experience of life like our senior citizens. Once again, how dare the younger generation criticise our senior citizens.
Well, Robert, there'll be some young people that say that, look, they'll have to live with whatever happens now as a result of the Brexit vote. So the older generation, which, according to polls, 6 out of 10 voted to leave, they're deciding the decision for somebody else's future.
Well, you see, what the younger generation doesn't understand here, that the governments are deliberately putting the whole human race against each other here. Follow the big line. It's nothing to do with other nationals here. See, if you follow the big line here, Vincey, all joking aside, billionaires, millionaires, tax havens all around the world, see if all the taxes were in the proper place it should be, there would be no problems with anybody. But what they're cleverly doing, they're turning this exit in and out and all the business of the day. They're putting everybody against each other, and it's totally disgraceful.
So what's your message then, Robert, to younger people that are criticising what the polls say is the majority of older people for voting to leave?
That's their basic human right to vote. They've earned their crust going through life to vote. So regardless what the younger generation, what the younger generation got to do is wake up and smell the coffee and don't let the government divide them and divide everybody around them.
Okay.